I woke Thursday morning so chock-a-block with the three V's, vim, vigor, vitality, I was convinced the day would be a triumph for A. McNally, Detective Nonpareil and implacable writer of wrongs. This loopy attitude lasted for almost half an hour when disaster struck in the form of a phone call from Consuela Garcia.
You didn't invite me to the Whitcomb's party.
My Lehman has a network of spies, informers, and snitches that would be the envy of the CIA. Connie, it was a business obligation. I attended the party with my parents to fulfill a professional duty. We put in the requisite appearance, and that's all there was to it.
We shall see. Reports are still coming in.
And she slammed down the phone. There went my ebullience. When I reached my cubicle, I found on my desk a small sealed envelope that had been delivered by messenger. The single sheet of paper within listed the department heads and three chief funeral directors of Whitcomb's. I added Horace Whitcomb, Oliver Whitcomb, and Sonny Fogarty to the list and requested it be faxed to the investigative agency we used with an urgent label affixed thereto. I wondered how I might profitably spend the remainder of the day when Horace Whitcomb phoned. We exchanged civilities.
Archie, it's such a pleasant afternoon, I simply cannot bring myself to make an appearance at the office and pretend I'm working. Would you care to lunch with us at 12:30, say, and later I'll be happy to show you my collection of ship models?
I accept. Sounds like a delightful prospect, and I thank you. I shan't be late. I hung up, happy I'd been asked, but curious as to why the invitation had come so promptly. The table had been set on the flagstone terrace, and since it faced westward, we were in blessed shade. Mr. Horace, Mrs. Sarah, and I were waited upon by an aged servitor introduced to me as Jason. He started us with Kir Royales, an excellent choice for lunching al fresco on such a brilliant day. I complimented my hostess on the success of her recent party. She brightened.
It was fun, wasn't it? Everyone seemed to have a good time. Did you meet our son?
I did indeed. He suggested we might have lunch one day.
Do it, but you'll have to phone him. He's so forgetful, isn't he, Horace?
Yes, he is.
Mrs. Sarah laughed.
Such a scamp. Sometimes I wonder...